in the village. What do you want? Information. Whose side are you on? That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information.
You won't get it. By hook or by crook, we will. Who are you? The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
And happy 2026 to you. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgerkin. Yes, it is January the 6th, 2026, a new year. Hope you enjoyed my episode last week, which was a pre-recorded episode where I went through some of the favorite things I've played on the show. Over the calendar year 2025. Yes, it was a good year. It was a good year for music, actually. I think there's a lot of great stuff happening out there. I think it is... I did recently see a great video from one Rick Beato, quite the prolific YouTuber with his, you know, he has his various videos, you know, the 10 best rock songs with accordion in it. Or the 10 best, you know, kazoo rhythm tracks. But he also makes, I'm joking, of course, he does make these great videos commenting on sort of the music industry and that kind of stuff. And he compared the best song category from, I think it was 1984 or 85 to 2025. And, you know, I think, and his point was, you know, a lot of these songs that, you know, were in that category for the Grammys was, you know, these are songs that people will still listen to today, whereas the stuff nominated now, who's going to be listening to any of that stuff 30 or 40 years later? It's also an interesting thing to see producers, apparently, especially now with a lot of popular music, it seems like they need five or six people to make the most milquetoast sounding stuff. the growth of the producer is an interesting thing there when you start looking at writing credits. And especially in this case, because people are sort of sampling or then also just fully taking a melody from another song and just using it for their own. So it's not as if they're writing these things either, but apparently we need three or four or five people to also produce this stuff. It's quite interesting. I will say, as much as some of his content seems a little clickbaity, he does do really amazing interviews. He had a really awesome interview with Pat Metheny and also with Brad Meldow. He did one with Flea recently that was very good. He didn't want one with Les Claypool. His interviews are actually worth watching. He's a pretty good interviewer, and it's a skill that isn't easy. And even though there is ad nauseum interview-based shows, podcasts, YouTube shows, very few of them are particularly good at doing the interview. But I would say he's pretty good. He obviously studies some of these people, especially in the case of Brad Meldow, and Pat Metheny has a lot of respect for them and asks really good questions and gets some interesting information out of them. So There we go. Rick Beato. If you go check him out there. Today on the show, we'll, of course, have our weather report. We have show listings coming up for this week. A smattering of shows. Some cool stuff to go check out. As well, perhaps some sort of mandatory heavy. Although, as of right now, I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to play. But we will get to that all in due time. All in due time. To kick us off today, Trio Telfer, a band that has actually was featured on our Best of 2025 with their Gone Krauten track. They have released a new, something new this year, actually. It just came out January the 2nd. This is Lunar Breeze. We're going to hear two tracks, First Person and Lost Vegas. So we're going to hear a little bit more from Trio Telfer to start the year. So here they are right now, locals, Trio Telfer, kicking us off here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM.
Thank you. And if you can believe it, say Tuesday.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dil Gherkin, here with you till 4:30. We just heard two tracks from locals, Trio Telfer, off their latest EP, Lunar Breeze. You heard First Person and Lost Vegas. Yeah, they're a band that I've recently discovered, I guess at some point last year, and they've been around for quite some time, but kind of new to me. I do enjoy a lot of their sonic explorations, so we're going to hear more from them at the start of this year for sure. Moving on now to next two tracks, then we'll get to the weather. I was playing a little bit of this a couple weeks ago, but we're going to finish this off. This is new from a collaboration, Adrian Sherwood, African Head Charge, and Speaker's Corner Quartet. This is Barbaric in Heights, an EP that was recently that was released just at the, I guess, at the end of 2025. It's such a weird transition period, right? You're at the start of the year. And this year just started, but you're already thinking of things in terms of last year's term, which is only a couple months ago. This was released in November of 2025. So we're going to finish off playing some tracks off this EP. This is Topanga, Wicker Version, and Garden of Inspiration. Here is Adrian Sherwood, African Head Charge, and Speaker's Corner Quartet right now on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM.
Thank you.
And we are back. You're tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, TJ Dilgerkin, here with you till 4:30 for another hour. We just heard two tracks from the latest from Adrian Sherwood, African Head Charge, and Speaker's Corner Quartet. That was Barbaric in Heights off their EP, Topanga and Garden of Inspiration. Adrian Sherwood, one of the towering figures in music, I think in the looking forward to this year, I'm going to do an Adrian Sherwood tribute show. I did two tribute shows in December, one for Jaco Pastorius and one for Mike Watt. And I think I'm going to continue that, kind of honoring people's birthdays and that. So I'll have a few for 2026 for sure. Yeah, Adrian Sherwood, just his fingerprints are just all over the place. And yeah, something over the last couple years, I've gotten a lot of enjoyment and inspiration from a lot of his work. Let's get to the weather report here. Current conditions, minus 10, light snow. I'm not sure if it was sort of snowing a little bit when I was walking over to the station, but it seemed to have stopped. I'm not sure, but it was quite light. Wind northwest 4 kilometers, so we don't, at least for right now, have to worry about blowing snow. Wind chill is minus 12, although I have to say it is a relatively balmy out there. It's quite enjoyable. And tonight, periods of light snow, minus 9. Wednesday, mainly sunny, minus 2. Over the evening, minus 7. And we have beautiful blue skies and golden sunshine all along the way this week. Thursday, a high of minus 6 and sunny. Friday, minus 9. Friday the 9th, minus 6 and sunny. And on the 10th, minus 13 and sunny. And a mix of sun and cloud on Sunday, minus 6. Lowest it's going is over Saturday night into Sunday, minus 18. But even some single-digit lows, such as tomorrow night, minus 7, and other times as well. Yeah, so definitely some warm weather there, considering the deep freeze and blizzard-like conditions we had to close out the year. Let's take a look at the almanac for Winnipeg. The normal high on this day is minus 11, so we're well below seasonal. Most highest ever recorded was 4.4 plus 4.4 in 1949. The average low is minus 20, so we are way above seasonal right now. Lowest minimum temperature ever recorded was minus 40 in 1968. Which also coincided with a minus 50 wind chill. Whew. Most snow on the average snow on the ground on this day, 15.4 centimeters. Most was 67 centimeters in 1956. And sunrise is just before 8:30 a.m. and sunset is 4:44 p.m. So we're slowly creeping up, I think, a little bit every day. 8 hours and just under 20 minutes of daylight. So we just gain a little bit every day. Isn't it nice? All right, let's get back into some more music. It is 3:33 p.m. here on Radio Free Winnipeg, here on CKW 95.9 FM. Very happy to be here with you. So let's take a look. So I'm gonna play two tracks here. First is the latest single from an upcoming record from Flea. Yes, you might know him as the bass player for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, as well as he's done some other projects as well. He did a project with Tom York, I recall. This is an album that he has coming out. This is the track A Plea. And I believe he's playing a lot of trumpet on this record. I'm very interested to hear this. And, of course, that was his first instrument. His dad, well, I guess it was his stepdad, was a jazz musician, I believe a bass player, and he would watch them rehearse and play. And it was a big influence on him, and he is a trumpet player first, interestingly. And then Cassis overall, someone I had played a little bit of his stuff, I guess a couple months ago. He's a drummer, composer, but he's taking a lot of hip-hop and rap and mixing that in with the improvisation and everything like that. So here's his cover of the Outkast classic Spodey Odie Dopalicious. So here we go right now. A little bit from Flea and Cassis overall here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM.
Your politics.
Civil war.
Well, he said boo.
Civil war.
on, she said, hooray! Now we're human beings right here. Human beings! We're here, together, come on! What you gonna do? What you gonna do when it falls on you? You're scaring a kid! The beautiful kid! Ah, yeah, they wanna know. The children wanna know. Is the ugly coming and the gun? Is the army coming? Blotting out the sun? Blood red sun, the blood red sun. Blood runs cold. I'm feeling hate all around. There's no solution. It's never been a solution. Come on. Are you with me? We all know what it is. Build a bridge, shine a light. 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 Make something beautiful. Don't cancel all scrap a scribbly crayon on a paper. Make something beautiful and see somebody. Give it to somebody. I'm not being corny, this shit is real. Live peace, live for love. Live peace, live for love. Live peace, live for love. It's all we got. See the God in everyone, come on. See the God. See the God in everyone. Yeah, peace, love. Come on with me. Everyone just wants to be loved. Everyone wants love. You see the God in everyone. Everyone leaves out no one. And everything besides love is cowardice. You want to be brave, you want to be tough. Peace and love is the toughest, hardest thing you can do. Build a bridge, it's where the courage is. Build a bridge, it's where the courage is. Shine your light, shine it true.
Thank you. Support for CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit, bringing you live music, community, and connection since 1987. Roll around in the shadows like a cat in the
light, I'm scared of everyone. Tune into On My Way Home, broadcast on CKUW 95.9 FM on Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Hosted by your host with the most, Justin Fuhr. On My Way Home is a show exploring music, lyrics, and literature. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll keep me in your heart for a while. On My Way Home, it's a drive-home show for when you're already home. Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM in one great city of Winnipeg, Manitoba.
And go down that lonesome highway, yeah. But don't be hypnotized, no. Reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy, yeah.
But the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
That's right. The beat goes on. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and we just heard a track from drummer-composer Casa Overall, off his record Cream. That was Spody Odie Dopalicious, an interpretation cover of the Outcast classic. And then Flea, yes, the bass player, Flea, with his latest single, A Plea, off a record that's coming out very soon. I was just looking at the personnel for that, and D'Antoni Parks is on drums, I think, for that track. I don't know if he's going to be on the whole record, but D'Antoni Parks is an amazing drummer. It's probably going to be a really interesting record for him. 3:52 p.m. As always, the beat goes on, and while it is January right now, in around a month's time, that's right, we are going to be getting into Fun Drive in February. So CKUW is a campus community radio station, meaning that we do not take, we are funded partially through student levy here on campus. But then we also have been doing Fun Drives for a very long time, since around the start of this little station going on the FM dial. And this is where we get listener donations. So Fun Drive starts on the 6th and goes to the 20th. Our goal again is $60,000, which makes out to be about a quarter of the budget here at the station. And all your donation, all your money goes right to the general operations here at the station. And I think one of the things to really think about, especially when we look at media across the world, the country, and even in the city, there's very few places where you actually have community grassroots control. And in fact, you know, the board of directors is taken from the members here who are democratically elected. So that is a key example of the kind of community grassroots control that you have, local control of media. In most cases, you don't get that, right? I mean, there's other radio stations, but they're generally owned by some other big conglomerate. The majority of newspapers in this country of Canada is also owned by some big conglomerate, right? Actually, the Winnipeg Free Press being one, I think, the only independently owned. It's not like a Post Media thing. So when you think about campus and community radio, there's that grassroots community control and support is so vital to the station. So that's something we know that you love and support, and that's why we're looking for your donations come February. And if you haven't donated, it's a good reason to donate this year, because if you're looking around and you're saying, man, all this media, all this stuff is garbage, and all this, you know, social media is just, you know, we're on it on our phones constantly, but it all makes us miserable. I hope that something on this fine station of ours here on CKW bring some joy and laughter and interest into your life. And that's something worth to support. And it's that grassroots community control and support that allows for this kind of programming to happen here on the FM dials on 95.9 FM. And that's a great reason to give during Fun Drive. Again, Fun Drive starts February 6th and goes to February the 20th. We'll play a couple tracks, one set, and then get into the mandatory heavy in a moment. Edmonton's home front. Yes, I've been playing quite a bit of their record here, playing through their record, and it's a great it's a great record, and it's been getting a lot of, I've even noticed, made a lot of favorites for the end of the year lists and all that kind of stuff. And it's certainly a favorite around here. So we're going to hear two more tracks from that Watch It Die record. Always This Way and Dancing With Anxiety right now here on Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM.
Whoa, this is heavy. There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dil Gherkin. And the ringing tremolo chords of Link Ray's Rumble brings us to the Mandatory Heavy. You just heard two tracks from Edmonton's Homefront. That's off their record Watch It Die. We heard Dancing With Anxiety and Always This Way, a band that's getting a lot of attention. But for the Mandatory Heavy today, I dug into the archives a little bit. I thought, well, I didn't have anything planned to begin the show, but, you know, I usually like to play some sort of metal or punk or something like that. And I went to go, I chose this, Melvins. Yes, the sludge metal pioneers, off their record Stoner Witch. This is off Atlantic Records. This is their couple records they had on a major label, because the 90s were just insane like that. This is Revolve. And this is a really interesting song for the guitar riff and everything like that. And, I mean, the Melvins just got their own thing. And, yeah, it's a great, great rock song any way you want to cut it. So here is the Mandatory Heavy. Here's Melvins with Revolve right now on Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm talking about the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgerkin, here with you for another 15 minutes or so. We just heard for the Mandatory Heavy Melvins, the track Revolve off their Stoner Witch record. Houdini is usually cited as one of their best. I know Buzz Osborne has said he's not a big fan of that record. Houdini was definitely one of the first, the first Melvins record I ever purchased. It's still, every time I listen to it, it's such an amazing record. I remember the first, it was like the first three or four tracks, maybe the first five tracks of that record. I remember being on a family road trip and I bought it at an HMV for like $5. And I was like, well, Melvins, I've heard of this band. It's like a Kurt Cobain's favorite band. And I put it into my Walkman because that was the style at the time. And oh my God, I just was like, what am I hearing? I've never heard anything quite that heavy. So they really opened a big door for me. And but the Stoner Witch record in many ways is perhaps the more experimental and the more Melvins-ish, if you think about their whole career. Two great records, really, but I really like that track. 4:12 p.m., we're going to get to the listings in a little bit. But first, another a little bit more music, and then we'll get into the show listings after that. More from Montreal's Duchess Says. Yes, this is a band that's not active anymore, but certainly made an impression on me. We're going to hear more from them. This is two tracks, I've Got the Flu and Black Flag. Here's some Montreal weirdos for you, Duchess Says, right now on Radio Free Winnipeg, here on CKW 95.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilger, and we just heard two tracks from Montreal's Duchess Says. That was Black Flag and I've Got the Flu. Band no longer active as far as I know, but still made quite the impression on me. I can't think of a band, maybe if I really thought about it, that I could think was similar to them and what they're doing. I'm sure if I really sat and thought about it a little bit, but definitely something that was quite unique for its time, and I think that record came out more than a decade ago, so they were definitely doing something that stood out, and for me, still stuck in the old noggin, something to play here for you. But for right now, we're going to talk a bit about some of the events and things that are happening in around town this week. So first off, here on campus, we have the UWSA Snowed In 2026 schedule. They have all kinds of different events happening. January 7th, which is the Wednesday, and January 8th, which is the Thursday. So they have board games and an art corner from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's starting every 30 minutes, although it doesn't say a specific place that it's happening. I'm not sure. There's also Youth Climate Lab, Eco College Work Collage Workshop by Campus Sustainability Office in the Bowman Student Center. So that's kind of in the basement of the university here. There's also free cereal, hot chocolate, and snacks. Limited variety, limited quantities available, pardon me, starting at 10 a.m. And then there's also going to be karaoke night in the Hive at 5:30 on the 7th. And a movie night in the Hive, 5:30 p.m. on the 8th. A couple little things if you're on campus to go check out. I'm not sure if this is all happening at the Hive. It doesn't specifically, if the food and everything is there. I'd imagine maybe it would be, but it doesn't specify here on the poster. But nonetheless. So let's take a look at a couple events and things happening here around town this week. Tonight, the Handsome Daughter is bringing back their $10 Tuesdays. So they're having a bunch of people play. Mr. Loopy Pants, Marshall Riley, and Clementine are all playing. And there will be two episodes of Twin Peaks playing at the bar. And I believe this is, they're going to play two episodes every Tuesday night, going through the whole series. And then they'll do their Twin Peaks trivia in February, trivia night. So definitely something to check out there tonight at the Handsome Daughter on Sherbrooke. I believe they're also featuring mocktails, a non-alcoholic drink. So if you want to partake in that, that's a place to go. Tomorrow, Wednesday, January the 7th, King Cobb Market Pub, Bella Vista Nights, 8 p.m., which is free. Lev Snow is playing tomorrow night. Thursday, January the 8th at the West End Cultural Center, 586 Alice Avenue. Phil Hanley, he's a comedian originally from Oshawa, Ontario, and he's playing. Doors at 6 p.m., show at 7. Tickets are $45 to $62 there. I know he, Phil Hanley, looking him up, his bio, he suffered a lot from dyslexia, and that's something that he jokes about on, in his stand-up act, and a cause he kind of champions is people dealing with that. I've never been diagnosed, but sometimes I suspect maybe I have dyslexia. Friday, January the 9th, Into the Music, our great friends over there on McDermott Avenue in the Exchange District are doing their free all-ages show, 7:30 p.m. Ash and the Arsonists are playing this Friday. And then finally, Saturday, Public Domain on Portage Avenue. Transistor 66 and Real Love Winnipeg is presenting Dog Pups, Good Pudding album release show with special guests, Cookie Delicious, Poison Suckers, Marin, and Marin. Doors at 8 p.m., show at 9. $15. Yeah. So that's just a couple of things that are happening in around town. By no means everything, but I like to highlight at least something almost every day of the week. Well, that about does it for the show. So thank you so much for tuning in today here on the station. And I'll talk to you all next week with more Radio Free Winnipeg. And do stay tuned to CKUW here on Tuesday night. Lots to listen to. Take care. Talk to you all next week. About desert wraps are all up. Things seem to have worked out pretty good, and it was a pretty good story, don't you think? Made me laugh to beat the band parts anyway. I don't like goodbyes, but then I happen to know